Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's the Myrtle Beach Report. I'm Dr. John Stamey, and we've got an exciting, exciting report from the Skimboard event that is taking place in New Jersey right now. And right now I'm going to turn this report over to the one and only Miller Edgeworth. Miller, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, John. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited to get this going. I'm excited to talk to my buddy Aiden this evening. He went down to the what was the competition, Aiden? What was the name of it?
Seabright Skim Bash.
The Skim Bash. Yeah, this is the first competition of the 2022 season.
Yeah,
man, that's awesome. How did you do out there? How was it? Tell us how it began. I know they do like an orientation at the beginning of the morning. How did that go?
That was good. They did they honored the people on 9/11 and all, since that's the date it's on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think it's really cool that they hold the event on 9/11 because it takes a moment to commemorate something really positive that we can be doing today on the sad truth of a travesty that we all take a moment to remember each year here on 9/11. But on a positive note there, so it's cool they took a moment to do that. And then did the competition begin with the pros?
No, they start off with the mini divisions. So they start off with girls 11 and under. Then,
so you were saying that some of the best waves were in the morning. Did the young crew get the best waves?
I would say they did.
Oh man, what a competition! But how'd they end up doing?
I watched a couple of them. They were shredding pretty well.
Well, good. If they're young, they're taking advantage. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so what, you were off on the side and catching your own waves and stuff, doing practice?
Yeah, took some runs. It was cold, so I was just, waiting and warming up till my heat started.
And when did your heat start?
I was up at 10:15, so I think I had, the 8 heat, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, the 18th of the day? Oh, that's a good number, man. And how did it go for you? What was the competition? How was your competition?
It was good and fun. I enjoyed being out there. I didn't place or anything, but it was good to, go enjoy skimming with everyone. Got to see everyone again. So that was good.
Nice. Yeah. So there were familiar faces for you? You were competing against people you've competed before?
Yeah, same people each time.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, because the community is pretty small, but that's awesome, man. And you didn't place. I know you had another heat that you did. How did that one end up going?
I would say that one went a bit better because most of the time I was holding second, but at the end, the other men went up in front of me because he had a good 180 air, and then I was down by 4, and I almost caught up. I didn't land it. So.
Yeah, I got to see the video where you were. What was the trick you were attempting to do?
I went in for an air 3 shove because I was I just got to send it and see what happens. And
oh yeah,
if
that's
I land it, I land
it.
If I don't, I don't.
Exactly. So for those of us who are new to the skim world, can you explain to us what a 360 big air shove is? Give us the whole lowdown. How do you approach it? How do you attack it? How do you land it?
To start, it's for the air. You would need speed and probably a little whitewater wave to air over, and kick your back foot as hard as you can and even it with your front foot because it takes
so
a lot
what you're
of
saying
strength
is,
on a skimboard because skimboards are bigger than skateboards, so it takes a lot more strength.
So you attack the white water and use it as your ramp, and you whack the back half of your board to catch the back half of the white water for the air?
Yeah. It's like you
put
air over it. So it gives you some loft.
So you air over the white water using the white water as your projectile almost?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, all right. And so then how do you start to execute the 360 in this?
Kick as hard as you can, equally with both legs.
And so the 360 is the board, it's not yourself. You're turning the board midair.
Yeah. Turn your body also. It's considered like a big spin, which is a different type of trick.
Oh, well, cool deal. So we're getting a nice little inside scoop here. So the big spin and the 360 big air shove. That's not it. What's it called?
Just the 360 shove is like the technical way to say it. But like for short, just people say like, oh, I did a three shove, something like
three
that.
Three shove. Okay. That's the lingo that I was looking for, the three shove. All right. See, I'm new to the skim community, so I got to get the lingo down and quick. Three shove. Right on. So you went for your second heat and you just had it and how close was the score?
I was down by I need a 4.5 to take the lead. I was in second, first and third by 2.3, I believe, and then he did like a 180 air on the flat that just got above me. So,
dang, that's a bummer. Because I saw it. It maybe we'll have to post a video to the Myrtle Beach report if you'd let us that video. That way everyone can see like just how close you were to landing it, and also getting the sweet ideas to what these competitions held. And so did you end up seeing the pros perform at all?
Yeah, I watched some of them. I watched my friend Russell. He's who taught me how to skim.
Oh, no way.
So,
and how do you end up doing?
He did good. I'm pretty sure he moved on. I forget who he was up against, but I'm pretty sure he moved on.
Awesome. Well, good for him.
You could always look on like the Skim USA live heat to see all the stats and stuff for people. If you want updated.
Yeah, that is an excellent site, dude. When I went down in Dewey and you know, that was my first competition, they announcing that, and I look it up and see how it's rolling. That's sweet, man. That live heat stuff, that's awesome. That's excellent for any competition, because I was scrolling through just their like homepage and stuff, and they represent a lot of competitions, no matter what the sport is. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said you were catching up with your buddies and stuff. Like, what did you guys, do catching up out on the beach?
Yeah.
Long-time friends.
Yeah, got to see Russell. So I've known him longer than anyone. He was, like, one of the people who taught me how to skim back when I was in seventh grade. So I've known him longer than anyone else that I know who skims.
What was your first board? Seventh grade? What kind of board were you starting with?
I originally had like one of those like cheaper Zach boards that don't really work well. And then when I took a lesson, Ed and Russell let me trade in my board for a better Zach board that he wanted a competition when he was younger. And I still have that board and I use it sometimes. It's a white Zach board. And it works pretty well, even though it's old. But now I use Exiles more.
Oh yeah, Exiles. My first skim board was just a piece of wood, dude. I was at Ocean Lakes Campground in Myrtle Beach. Like, this is the Myrtle Beach report. My Myrtle Beach experience growing up as a child was Ocean Lakes Family Campground. That's where I went. And my first skim board, I was like 7 years old, just finished. last day of, I think it was the first grade, and my grandma, she's the one who I went with to the Ocean Lake. She got me a little wooden skim board, and I had that for, 11 years, dude. I didn't even know that there were fiberglass boards. I was slapping wood for, 9 years, man.
Yeah, that was me, too, before I knew what the sport really was. Just, trying to run drop slide on the flat. And then when I saw stuff on YouTube of, the pros and stuff, I was like, I want to learn that. Then my mom found me.
Yeah, dude, that's when I saw it, too, eventually on Instagram. Yeah, and that's when I got my Exile board. I got the Hornet at the time. It was the new thing for monkey crawl riders. And through my research and videos and all that stuff, I come to find out that, monkey crawl is big on the East Coast. And so I was like, oh, okay, sweet, man. If I'm going to do this monkey crawl business, I got to get the best board in town for monkey crawling. And so I got the Hornet. I got it. It was a birthday gift for myself, and I got it custom made and with certain rockers and such. But, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I was certainly having fun just, because it was my birthday gift, sliding through the customizer and picking the color and whatnot. Yeah, Exile.
Yeah.
Cool for sure. Too. I mean, I had a really good time. Did I tell you that I actually went on the Zaps tour bus when I was out in Dewey?
Yeah, you were telling me that the next day that you got with the Zap crew.
That was epic. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then that was Delaware, probably where I met the most people that year, I'd say.
This one that we've met each other at?
Yeah.
Are you talking
you
about
and the other two kids that we were hanging with?
Oh yeah. Zach and Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Since we're kind of coming to time here, I wanted to ask you about, you said you're going to the competition again tomorrow, but they're calling you in for some judging?
Yeah, my first time, because they said since I've been doing it a lot more often, I went to 3 competitions this season, actually technically 2 last season, and this one's the first of 2022 season. So I've done 3 this year so far. They said once you do it more often, they start scheduling you for judging, and they teach you all about it and more stuff to do.
Yeah, dude, that is so cool. So you're definitely excited about that, I have no doubt.
Yeah.
So this will be your first time judging, and they're going to teach you how to judge. Do you know any of the criteria already?
Yeah, kind of from, experience and, being judged. And the other people I know who judge. So I know a bit about it. But they're supposed to teach me how to score people, what tricks are worth how many points. It's kind of partially the judge's opinion, but it also has to you have to play it fair and stuff. You can't just judge for who you want to win. You have to be fair.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, that comes with any competition. You gotta be impartial. Impartial judging, because that a little bit ruins the sport if you don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's cool. When I was down there in Dewey, I was talking to this girl named Sydney. I'm sure you know of her. I don't remember her last
Sydney
name, but
Pizza? She was in
She
was in New Jersey today.
Oh, they're in New Jersey too.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah, so I was talking to Sydney, and she was saying that she, did her first judging when she was, I almost want to say she said she was 11. I was like, what? I guess because she's just been in the community for so long and just knew what was up, and that's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
I would love to.
I'm sorry, man. My phone dropped what you said.
Oh, I said, she has, a pretty big name in the community and a lot of sponsorships.
Oh, wow, really? That's good for her. I would definitely like to have my name stuck out like that. That would be brilliant.
Yeah, I'm hoping I turn into that one day.
Yeah, man, well, you're getting called up for judging, so this is one step of many, my friend. Well, I think it's getting about that time, and I had a really good time talking with you, Aiden, and I look forward to seeing you again. I'm real sorry I couldn't come out to skim with you. I was really hoping to get out there, but, you know, there's many more competitions to come, many more opportunities to do these kinds of things, and I definitely want to get to do that with you, Aiden. But I'm going to go ahead and pass it back over to John to close it out for us.
Hey, thanks a lot, Miller. And Aiden, it's been great having you on here. Will you come back and talk again sometime soon?
Yeah, I'll do it whenever.
Well, that's great. Well, we're glad to have you. And Miller, of course, you and I have been buddies. We've been working together for a long time, and we got a lot of cool things that we're going to be doing. So I wanted to say thanks to you, Aiden. We're so glad to have you, Miller, as our host for this. And we'll see everybody next time on the Myrtle Beach Report. So keep checking the website, myrtlebeachreport.com. It goes directly to our Facebook page, and we will have more and more features on skimboarding and things going on in Myrtle Beach. So, again, thanks to everybody. We're so glad you were here. And we'll see you next time on the one, the only, the Myrtle Beach Report. Have a good one.
Yeah. You too. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
See you next time, John.